The Torah tells us v'kidashto, that there's a special kavod you have to give to a kohen. A kohen has different responsibilities and privileges. He can't enter a cemetery, Olam Eis. He can't marry certain women. However, v'kidashto as well, he does get some kavod that he gets the first aliyah. He leads benching. He does Birkas Kohanim, other areas. So, v'kidashto, it's mashma to din d'oraisa. You have to give kavod to a kohen. In fact, some yeshivas have a kohen line for food that even the Kohanim get to cut the line, or they get their own line to get the food. Why? Because the fulfillment of v'kidashto is. What about kidashto by a kohen katan? So, there are those who want to say it doesn't apply to a kohen katan, because kidashto gives a less welcome lokah, but the rest of the pasuk talks about the karbanos, or a katan who can't bring a karban, so therefore he doesn't get the kidashto. Others ask on that, but what about a baal mum? He can't bring karban, he just the kidashto. So clearly there's a chilak between a baal mum as a full status of kedusha. He's just lacking technically in bringing a karban. Ashenken a katan doesn't have the same level of kedusha apparently. So either way, v'kidashto, it's a din d'oraisa of giving kavod to a kohen, and it seems to be giving the first aliyah. So the kash is, the Mishnah says in Gittin that the kohen gets the first aliyah out darkei shalom. Midrabanan, we're afraid of machlokes, so we say he gets the first aliyah. Like, what do you mean, darkei shalom? The Gemara says, v'kidashto, it's a din d'oraisa, he gets the first aliyah. So what do you mean, midrabanan al darkei shalom? So that's the whole shot. Anyway, why a kohen gets the first aliyah, really a Talmud chacham should go before. That's also to avoid machlokes. But nevertheless here, so what does the Gemara mean that it's darkei shalom not to give the kohen, as the kohen gets the first aliyah, it's a din d'oraisa. The Gemara says, no. No, really, mina Torah, a kohen gets the first aliyah, v'kidashto. But there's a separate halacha. A kohen has the ability to be mochel. If he wants to be mochel on his kohuna, or at least on his first aliyah, he can. So the Gemara is going to tell me that, no, we don't give him the opportunity. He can't be mochel, because what's going to happen, he'll be in Shul one Shabbos. He'll like the guy's having a simcha, and he'll say, okay, I'm mocha, you can give aliyahs. He won't like the guy next week. He says, I'm not mocha, and then there'll be a big machoka. So really the conclusion is, so the pasha says, minat Torah, there's a din v'kidashto. However, the concern is that since he could be mocha on the aliyah, so they have a midrabanan, we'd say he shouldn't be mocha on the first aliyah. What's the parameters of v'kidashto? When are we concerned? So the Gemara seems to limit it to, this is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you get a big crowd in shul. Then we say, you can't be mocha on your cover. But if a sheni v'chamishi, there's no one there, you're lucky to get a minion, so then you could be mocha. Because there won't be a big mocha, because there aren't that many people there. They're going, you know, either different practices, they walk out of the room, etc. So, Tosus points out, however, that was true Bizman HaGemara, but Bizman HaTosus, they had very small communities. So therefore, it didn't make a difference. Shabbos, Yontov, Yosheni, Mechamishi, they had the same, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 people at a minyan. So therefore, there was no difference in the weekday and Shabbos. So Tosus says, even on Sheni Mechamishi, the Kohen can't be mochel out darkei shalom. And Ramoshe has a tshuva, he says, but bizman hazeh, we revert back to the din ha-gemara, because we have many more people in shul on Shabbos and during the week, and therefore, we go ahead, and we don't let the Kohen mochel on Shabbos and Yantar, but during the week, we let him. So it seems to be, v'kidashto is a din d'oraisa, and depending on the scenario, when there are a lot of people in shul, it certainly applies on Shabbos. But today, probably not during, you know, during the week. In fact, that's a discussion as well. Because what do you mean, v'kidashto? The Gemara talks about you could be mocho. There's another halacha. The Gemara seems to say, v'kidashto, afil ba'karka. The Gemara in Yoma said, if a Kohen with a grusha, it's not like he could be mocha, no, but he's not allowed to stay married. So, what do you mean, v'kidashto, you could be mocho? The Gemara in Gin seems to say you can be mocha. We're not Torah except out starke shalom, we don't. So there's a halacha, there's a Gemara in Chulin, Tosis in Chulin. The Gemara talks about by Kisei Hadam, there's a halacha of Kisei Hadam, by Achayeno. So there's a discussion, someone steals your mitzvah, so then there's a din of Asar Zehuvim, of paying a kanaz, you have to pay 10 times. So they discuss, Tosis over there in Chulin discusses, what about someone steals, you're supposed to lead the benching and they steal, so the Gemara seems to say, you owe you 40, because each bracha, there's 4 brachas, you stole 4. So the kasha is, Tosis says, Tosis asks, we see that if someone is called up for Kohen and someone else cops the mitzvah, he doesn't pay Azar Zuvim. Why? He says it's only a schus derabanan. Aye, so it's mashma from the Gemara in the Kidashto that you give the bracha rishona to a Kohen. It's a din daraisa. But from here, it Tosis seems to be mashma, it's a din derabanan. By the Birkas Hamazon, so that's the right. So you could discuss the 4 brachas. Maybe it's the first 3 the Rav says in Zeman, because the 4th bracha is not the Rabbanan. But it seems from Tosis and Kulin that to give the first Aliyah to a Kohen is only a Din Rabbanan. So then what does Vikidashto go on? So that's based on the Gemara in Yerbamas. Vikidashto is a field Balkarka, that's on a Kohen and a Grusha. So either you could learn like the Gemara and get in Vikidashto, perhaps it's even a din daraisa to give a Kohen the first Aliyah. From Tosus and Chulin, if you say it's not, you have to learn that the din of separating a Kohen from a Grusha, that's Vikidashto afil balkarcha, but the din of giving a Kohen Aliyah, that perhaps is only a din drabanan, and that's why Tosus would say there's no asara zuvim. That's what it comes out. So from the Gemara in Gin, we see it's Vikidashto, it's been a Torah. Even the first Aliyah, it's only out Starkei Shalom, we don't give. And then the discussion whether it only applies on Durizmana Gemara, only on Shabbos. But Tosis, during his time, it was the same size Minyanim all the time. So therefore, Vikidashto applies even during the week. And Ramosha says, we go back to Awadin. And even only on Shabbos when there are a lot of people. And then it seems to be from Tosis and Chulin that Vikidashto to give the bracha, first bracha to a Kohen is only a din drabanan. Seems to go against the Gemara and Gin. So he says, no, there's a Vikidashto is a din based on the Gemara and Yavamas. It's only on Balkarcha, let's say, maybe on Kohen, Tumas Kohana, maybe Kohen and Grusha. Maybe that's a deraisa, a feel Balkarcha. You can't be mocha in your covenant and go into a cemetery. However, when it comes to getting the first Aliyah, that's only a din drabanan. So that seems to be a machlokas in the Rishonim, depending how you learn the Gemara in Gittin and how you reconcile over here with Tosfos and Chulin.